This is the News Hour
with Alpha Sinkosi,
only on Marcus Sahaba,
the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Sirius FM and listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and of course the listeners of Radio Al Ansar in Durban. Before I begin the program, this beautiful Wednesday, should I say, not cold, it's beautiful, warm, mashallah. One urgent announcement, one of our beloved listeners, mashallah, and one of my beloved colleagues, my beloved diehard friend, brother in Islam, that is Haji Ismail Hajat, known as Baji, who will be going for a small malignant tumor, which is cancerous, on the ankle operation, inshallah, that is on the 18th of July. So we request all the listeners, inshallah, out there, the listeners of Sirius FM, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the listeners of Radio Al Ansar in Durban, to make special dua for our beloved brother in Islam, known as Ismail Hajat, known as Baji, one of my very good bosom diehard colleague friends, who is going for an operation on the 18th of July. A malignant tumor, which is cancerous on the ankle. He's going for an operation. So we ask all the listeners, inshallah, to make dua for him. Allah Ta'ala grant him speedy recovery. Shifa kamilan ajilan daiman mustamiran, inshallah. Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make it easy as well for the family, for his wife. All of them are worried. Allah Ta'ala grant him a quick recovery, inshallah. Very, very good friend of mine known as Baji. I hope he's listening. He's a very diehard listener of ours as well, inshallah. Nevertheless, it's 9 minutes after 11 on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. The Bliss of Marriage Part 2. I see my beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad is with me this morning. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran.
So let's begin, inshallah, this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 084786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number. 084786-3132, to the international overseas countries, plus 2784786-3132. Respected Mufti Sahab, my husband was beating me up. It says here black and blue. The ulama made fasakh, Ustad, but he is not accepting it. I am not going back to that beast, Ustad. What should I do, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Aqsa, South Africa, and most countries of the world, it is the 7th of Zulqa'dah 1440. And inshallah, tonight between 8 and 9, in medical file, Dr. Yusuf Wahid's honorable guest will be Dr. Arif Bassa, and he is a specialist gynecologist. So those of you who have questions related to your birth and what have you, so all these type of issues tonight on Markaz Sahaba between 8 and 9, so Dr. Yusuf Wahid and his guest is Dr. Arif Bassa. Okay, we have a sad situation here, the husband beating his wife, and alhamdulillah, said she went to the ulama and they granted her a fasakh. In Islam, no husband is allowed to beat up and assault his wife. I always tell you that if the husband is doing that and he does not want to learn, then you should then report an assault charge against him by the police station. Let them lock him up and then he will learn a lesson. So whether he accepts or not, you must remember the fasakh is true if you went to reliable ulama and competent organizations. And fasakh is not that he has to accept or don't accept. The ulama will only listen to both side stories, and where they see the husband is guilty, as in this case, and yet he is stubborn and obstinate, does not want to issue a talaq, then the ulama, the tribunal, has the overriding powers to grant the annulment of the marriage, and that is called fasakh. Yes, if your fasakh took place now recently, one day, one week ago, then you must be in iddat. When your iddat expires, then you are at liberty to marry anybody else if you so wish. You don't have to go back to him, and he can't demand that you go back to him. If the fasakh was done properly by competent ulama and organizations, then it is totally valid whether he agrees or not.
Ustaz, someone is saying here that my name is Mohammed. Mufti Saab, I proposed to a girl 3.5 weeks ago, and they have accepted my proposal. So we and both of the families, Ustaz, we're making mashwara if we could perform the nikah in Makkatul Mukarrama during Hajj in Medina. Is that permissible, Ustaz?
Yeah, there are 2-3 issues. Issue number one is we must always try and pronounce our names correctly. The only thing of this world that we ordinary mortals and people will take with us to paradise and Jannatul Firdaus is our name. Therefore, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that you must wahasinu asma'akum and choose good names, because remember, innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum, that tomorrow on the day of justice you'll be called by your name and your father's name, hence choose good names. So we must not distort the name, and many times the spelling also is incorrect. So Muhammad, the most praised one, and that is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak name. So what we should do is, if both parties are happy and both of them are going for Hajj, so mashallah, in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, you perform the nikah, but try and do it very discreetly, because normally you will need permission and all that, and that can take long. So don't go invite 100 people and 200 people and all that day in the masjid, so then the police come and then they will have big problems for you and the person there performing the nikah. So just something small, and mashallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will bless it. However, many a time people want to perform the nikah day in Makkah, Medina, riya and wasum'ah, just to show off that people must be impressed, or the eyes or ears of people must be impressed. So if that is the case, then remember that is a very serious offense. So if it is done for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, something very small, alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla Wala will give a lot of barakah and blessing, inshallah.
Ustaz, someone is asking here, am I being sinful by refusing to have children, as the screeching of the 4 to 9 kids around is very distressing and traumatic? Is it fair for me to tolerate someone else's kids, Ustaz? In other words, am I supposed to sacrifice my comfort and sanity for my marriage? And the sister says from overseas that, am I sinful for taking contraceptives as our marriage is unraveling due to the pressure? Jazakallah khairan, Mufti Saab, for your time and effort, Ustaz.
You must remember you got married, so marriage, one of the aims and objectives of it is children. So remember, it's not just for selfish desires. So for you to take, now you are married 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, Allah alone knows, and now you already made up your mind, you don't want children and so forth, because you will lose your figure, you don't want to lose your sleep, or you don't want to become a mother. So all that definitely in Islam is considered sinful and not permissible. Remember that a woman, when she gets married, then she is groomed to become the mother. The husband is groomed to become the father. And you can't say that no, because they'll be making noise and crying and so forth. So all these are Western ideas and satanic ideas. So remember, it is unacceptable. So if you want to stay in that marriage and your husband says that he wants children and you are saying no, you don't want, and you take those contraceptives, then definitely it's haram and not permissible for you to do so.
Ustaz, let us go to, this is in Port Elizabeth, Titi Zainab, mashallah. Mufti Saab, we like the bliss of marriage. Mufti Saab, I have grown to resent my husband over the years. He is not a man, but a mouse. He is a bang-o, Mufti Saab. If boys try to interfere with my daughters, he is too scared to threaten. If someone treats him unjustly, I must go sort them out because he is too scared. Act as the man from the haze. Dit is Zainab Ustad.
Yes, it's unfortunate that sister, you, he is the man for the haze because your husband has become a mouse. That's 100% totally incorrect. A male must take the initiative. He must assume the role of leadership. And when people are interfering with his daughters or with his sister or wife or something, obviously the ghaira, the self-respect of that man should come to the fore, and he should be the one to take action where he knows the perpetrators and the culprits involved in this, not expect the wife to go and burn out all these fires. So definitely, husband, there you are totally in the wrong. And remember, you can't be like a sissy and expecting that your wife must do everything for you or your children must do for you. Nay, so you are the man, you are the amir, you are the captain of the ship, so you need to assume all those responsibilities. So sometimes people don't want to assume it because they shirk their responsibilities. They say, never mind, the wife will do it or the children will do it. So remember, that is unacceptable. So you, oh brother, you must understand, to defend the honor of your wife, to defend the honor of your children, that's compulsory upon you. So you must assume the role and the mantle of leadership.
Ustad, Dr. Sab is asking on behalf of his brother's daughter, are dreams valid for istikhara? Ustad, Dr. Sab.
First and foremost, you must remember, Dr. Sab, you got three options here. If you are in a hurry to make a decision, sometime in the corporate world, people just contact you and tell you in 1 minute, in 30 seconds, they want a decision. There's a parcel, there are blankets, there are shoes, there's cement, what have you. Anything that is halal, and now they're getting it at a very, very good price, legally, not illegally. So make up your mind, are you going to invest or not? So you, by the time you say, I'm going to make istikhara and see a dream, that transaction will be off already. So in cases like that, read the following words. Allahumma khirli khara, khirli wakhtarli. Oh, beloved Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. Whatever comes in your heart, immediately, instantly, that's your decision. Go and ahead, then you go ahead. And he says no, then you stop in your tracks, you don't go ahead. So that's the first one. So you just read the dua mentioned in Tirmidhi, Allahumma khirli. Oh Allah, Jalla wala, you select the best for me, wakhtarli, and you choose for me. Second is, if you have little bit of time, so then you read 2 rakat nafil salat, like now, 11 o'clock, up past 11, you read salat. 2 rakats, kul ya kafirun, 1st rakat, kul wallah, obviously after surah Fatiha in both rakats. After you made salam, then you read, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. So that will be the second scenario. Third scenario will be that people want to sleep and then see a dream and all that. So remember, the sleeping business and dreaming business is not sunnat. It is permissible, but not sunnat. So there's no need for it. Remember that. Rather just read the dua after you read the 2 rakat salat and then you make your decision. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Ustaz, what is asking you, Mufti Sab, that I eloped to Cape Town. We have been married for 3 years. We have a child together, respected Honorable Mufti Sab. Now people are saying that our nikah is not valid because my father was not the wali. I can't walk out now and throw my children away. I mean, it's not fair, Mufti Sab.
So you must remember that your father wasn't present there. His presence is not required. His permission is required only. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La nikaha illa biwaliyin. That nikah is not permissible without the consent of the guardian, the father, and so forth. However, you admit that you also are in the wrong because you elope and then maybe from Johannesburg, Durban, Pretoria, you ran away and went with your husband to Cape Town and so forth. So in a case like that, you must tell the family members that according to the Hanafis, because now there's a child and all these type of things, so that marriage will be valid and now your father and them have accepted it. So in a case like that, so then it will be valid, especially according to the Hanafi scholars. Yes, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, where there's no consent of the father, then that nikah, remember, remains null and void. But according to Hanafis, if you married someone who is not going to bring disgrace and shame to your family, then that nikah will be valid, although it is not something encouraged.
Mm. Let us go to Karisab. It says here, respected Mufti Sab, my daughter is in a very violent and abusive marriage. As a father, I can't see my daughter go through this. I will not let her go back to that lunatic. Now he wants to quote hadith to say the husband has more rights over the wife. Karisab, it says, Ustad.
Mm. Yes, Karisab, aap inko bata de ki ye bhi to hadith mein hai ke aurat ko marna wagaira jo hai jaiz nahi hai. تو یہ صرف جو ہے احادیث کا استعمال کرنا اپنے مطلب کے لیے اپنے اغراض کے لیے یہ تو صحیح نہیں ہے. So you must tell him in Islam to beat up the wife and assault her wife battering all is haram, and to start quoting, citing a hadith for your own motive, that is not acceptable. Selected quoting we practice on Islam in its entirety. So Qarisab, you know best what has happened and so forth, so we can only suggest if there's a children involved, then I will tell you that best is tell your daughter to go back. Wasulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. But don't go back just like that with conditions. If ever in future he hits her, assaults her, automatically a talaq will fall. And if there's no children and so forth, then make istikhara that must she go back or not, and read Allahumma khidli waqtarli. Thirdly, remember, if you are 100% sure that you don't want her to go back, then you request a talaq from him. If he gives talaq, then alhamdulillah. If he doesn't give talaq, then remember that we have. So you must remember ulama and so forth, organizations who do fasakh. So you go to them and tell them that you want the fasakh, and then that they can annul the marriage after that person is found guilty and is stubborn, he doesn't want to divorce your daughter. So all these are the various options that are available to you.
Mufti Sahab, I am gifted with looks. This is causing problems in my marriage. I married a simple, plain woman who I love. But she is very jealous, and every time I get stares from other women, she gets very angry. Recently she said she wants a talaq even though I am faithful to her. She says I'm too out of her league. Please advise me what to do, Honorable Mufti Sahab.
Both of you should do the following Surah 24, Surah Nur, in the 18th Supara, and verses number 20, 21. You must read all that. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men that they must lower their gazes. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. So how come you know so many women are staring at you? So because you yourself are also staring at them. So that is why, remember, they continuously stare at you. So if you lower your gaze, then they also, inshallah, will lower the gaze. And remember for the men as well, that they must lower the gaze, and the women must also lower the gaze. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدُنَا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظُنَا فُرُوجَهُنَّ. And the believing women must also lower their gazes and protect their private part. Surah 24, verses 30 and 31. So you read that verses and see what Almighty Allah is teaching us. Surah 24, verses 30 and 31. That's one point. Second point, start ta'aleem in your house. You must remember, take Riyadu Salihin, take the Fazail work of Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Nawar Allah Marqadahu. You'll have a good marriage, but what your wife is experiencing is right. She must show her ghaira, her self-respect, her self-honor. And this is good in Islam, that sense of jealousy and so forth. So for her to ask talaq, that is not right. But for her to say that, now why are you also philandering? Your eyes are going here and there to see which woman is looking at you, staring at you. If you just look down and you don't smile with them and so forth, like you're posing, you know, nowadays the men also like to pose like the woman, so you must remember, then things will be fine. End of the day, both of you don't behave like children. Mm. Allah gave you all good spouses, so inshallah you cry to Almighty Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Read the Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, the 99 names of Almighty Allah, and inshallah the love and mercy of Almighty Allah will descend upon both of you.
Ustaz, my mother-in-law is a very difficult woman. She instigates my husband against me. She wants my husband to divorce me. Ji Ustad.
Yes, in a case like that, you need to have a heart-to-heart chat with your husband. Once you cement your relationship with your husband, then the both of you can show that the mother-in-law is a mischief maker, troublemaker. In the interim, you sister, you the daughter-in-law, you should try and read all these verses I'm giving you now. Surah 40, 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Oh Allah, I'm handing over my matters and affairs to you. Allah Ta'ala is all observing over the servants. When you read that, the next verse Allah says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. The people who are plotting, planning, scheming behind you, Almighty Allah will save you from their plotting and planning. So she wants that the marriage must be broken. Allah's mercy will come and your marriage will be saved. Read Surah 40, verse 44. Likewise, Surah 10, Surah Yunus, verses 85-86. Alallahi tawakkalna. Only upon Almighty Allah do we place our trust. Rabbana la tajalna fitnatan lilqawmi dhalimeen. O Allah, that do not make us a target and a trial for our people who are the oppressors and transgressors. Wa najjina bi rahmatika min alqawmi alkafirin. O Almighty Allah, you rescue and deliver us from a people who are the disbelievers. Surah 10, verses 85-86. Third one, read Surah 3, and that is Surah Al-Imran. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. O Almighty Allah, that you are sufficient for us. You are the best one to take care of our matters, our affairs. When you read these three verses, Surah 40, verse 44, and thereafter Surah 29, verse 30 also you can read. Write it down, Surah 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawmi al-mufsideen. The dua of a Nabi, Nabi Lut alayhi salam. So we know what happened to the gay community, how they were punished. And third one, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, you are sufficient for me. And the best one to take care of our matters and our affairs. And remember Surah Yunus chapter 10, verses 85-86. So Surah Al-Imran, verse 173, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Read it, Allah Ta'ala will protect you. But speak to your husband, have a common understanding, common strategy, and then both of you can speak to your mother-in-law.
Half past 11, we're going to go, inshallah, for an ad break. Yes, listeners of Sirius FM and listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Don't go away. When we get back, inshallah, of course, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Stay tuned.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
28 minutes to 12, you are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. I see my engineer this morning, Brother Tobela, and of course, Zunaid Khan, who's with Brother Tobela this morning on The Bliss of Marriage. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, you have an announcement, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These three announcements. Number one is this, inshallah, that this Friday we will be in Houghton, and that is regarding the Hajj program, inshallah. Friday will be live on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshallah. And that will be regarding the history of Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. Then on Saturday, inshallah, the Hajj seminar, the Hajj program on Arafat Atiyah will be there, myself. And that will be, inshallah, broadcast live on Salam Media, Sirius FM, and on Ansar Radio and Markaz Sahaba, four radios, inshallah. And for all those brothers who are coming there, inshallah, we will give you a hard copy of my Hajj Kitab. Those brothers who are going this year for Hajj, so inshallah, the books will be arriving tomorrow or Friday. So inshallah, then Saturday we will distribute it there at Masjid al-Furqan. So inshallah, you contact my nephew, Maulana Muhammad Ridwan Hussein, the Imam of Masjid al-Furqan, inshallah. So that's one announcement. Second announcement, that remember our programs will continue, and one program I draw your attention to is Medical File tonight between 8 and 9 inshallah with Dr. Yusuf Wahid, and his special guest is a gynecologist and is a specialist also, and he is Dr. Arif Bassa. So mashallah, you ladies, you men, so many questions you have, so you just inshallah WhatsApp it to them, and inshallah they will respond to your queries. Third one is, mashallah, we still have in stock our Merkaz Sahaba, our decoders, whether in Durban or here in Lens. So those of you who want to purchase them, remember it is 699 rand each. And if you want to buy the whole box, then there are 10 units in one box, and then we give it to you for 650 each, and that's 6,500 rand. Those of you who want the contact details to purchase it in Durban, you can go to the Ansar Media Bookstore, inshallah, and there by the IG Hussein in Overport, inshallah. Those of you who need to tune up your decoders and so forth, this is something wrong. So in the Durban area, contact Brother Ahmed Ismail, 074-504-6537. Brother Ahmed Ismail, 074-504-6537. And those of you who are here in the Gauteng region and surrounding, so you contact our brother Junaid Khan, 081-37-88-477. 081-37-88-477. So you contact Brother Junaid Khan, and inshallah that he will able to assist you. So yes, that is the decoders are available, and mashallah you can use your lilla money to sponsor, or your zakat money, and then you give it to poor Muslim brothers, sisters, or you tell us, and then we will distribute it on your behalf. Barakallah.
Ustaz, let us go to Mauritius. I am from Mauritius, Mufti Saab. I like to know if the nikah is valid. A lady previously married, now divorced, made nikah to a man who is currently married. His wife does not know about this matter. Nikah permission was done by phone by two witnesses. They have decided to keep this as a secret, Ustaz. The lady did not get any consent from her parents, and she is currently living with her parents. Is this nikah valid, Ustaz?
If the nikah took place by phone, that the boy and the girl just spoke and so forth, you must remember that that type of nikah is null and void, and therefore they are keeping it a secret. The girl's father, parents don't even know she married, and that person there, that who the first husband who divorced his wife, now maybe she's thinking that she can just get away with the so-called secret marriage, and then he will divorce her after having a good time with her, and then she will go back to the first husband. All this is haram and not permissible. Remember, you will not be halal for your first husband. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "La anallahu al-muhallila wal-muhallala lahu," that Almighty Allah's curse is on the first and second husband when it is arranged in this manner.
Mufti Saab, some women during their mourning period, that is iddat, they go out for shopping and work. Is this permissible? What is the Sharia ruling over this, Ustad?
It's not permissible. If your husband passed away, then you have inheritance there to sustain and maintain you. And if your husband has divorced you, then the owner's responsibility is on him, that he should be the one maintaining you. And worst case scenario, there's no estate, the husband was a pauper selling paupers. Or for example, that the husband was supposed to maintain you in the iddat, he's gone awol, we don't even know where he is. So then the ummah today has got millions of rands of zakat. The organizations have millions of rand. So you use that money for you to go and work and all this. So all that would be definitely unacceptable, not permissible.
Ustad, it says, "Dear Maulana, respected Mufti Saab, could you please guide me on the following matter? I was married for a few months when my husband left me. And after leaving, he gave one talaq telephonically. I have not been in contact with him since then, almost 2 years, Ustad. But he has not given me my talaq papers as yet. Is my talaq valid? Can I make nikah with someone else, Ustad?"
If he gave you talaq telephonically, he's got no other contact with you. So finish, even he's telling you the marriage is finished. You don't have to have documentary evidence that something must be written. Even verbally, orally is fine and acceptable. So yes, your iddat is passed already, and you can get married to somebody else if you wish. So yes, everything is fine. So you go on with your life, his history, and you carry on with your geography. You get another husband, and you carry on with life.
Mufti Saab, I am 70 years old. I like you too much, Mufti Saab. I like listening to Markaz Sahaba. I am very lonely. I am a widow, Mufti Saab. My son takes his wife and kids for holidays, but I am a nobody. I am left behind. His missus says she needs her space, Mufti Saab.
Yes, in a case like that, Kala, now you 70 years old, so you must give them some space also. Let them go during the holidays. Kala, now you must make tayari and preparation for the akhirat. Both of us, now we old, now you also old, and I'm also old, so now we must make tayari, preparation for year after. Don't worry if you don't go for holiday and all that. Say, very good, you'll go, so now I can read nicely. So you read Quran Sharif, you read Durood Sharif, you make istighfar, you read some nice kitabs and so forth. And what you must do, all of us who are getting older now, 50, 60, 70, 80, so read Quran Kareem teaches us, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Read سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَحَمْدِهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Almighty Allah, because the mission of the Master alayhi salatu salam was going to reach the ending and completion. So when we go now nearer and nearer to our death, so we shouldn't worry about all these holidays and all these type of things. We had enough holidays in our life, or we enjoyed life, finished now. So now, waqte tulu dekha, waqte ghuroob dekha, ab fikr e akhirat e dunya ko khoob dekha. So Kala, this is my message to you. Never mind, turn the negative into a positive. Say that what I will do, you're going, I'll use my leisure time in the pleasure of Allah. And tell them you'll make dua for them, they can extend their holiday also.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 19 minutes to 12. Kala says, Mufti Saab, Allah must give you long life with your Appa Fatima Ustaz.
Amin, amin, amin.
Gee, let's go to the next one. Somebody is saying here, Mufti Saab, I was told by my husband to my brother that he doesn't want me. Previously, he asked me in a rage the day before for his surname back. I think separated from him without seeing him after, it says, reconciliation efforts failed. About a month, Mufti Saab, which is 7 months after leaving the matrimonial home ago, he officially gave me talaq. Would my iddat period be covered by the absence of our being together and become 1 month only, Ustad?
Remember that you and your husband, it seems, had a stormy marriage, and there were so many ups and downs, and you went away for several months, you were separated, and then your husband gave you talaq. So after the husband gave you talaq, then only the iddat starts. Remember that. You don't have iddat before talaq. Although you were living separate for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, you can't say because you were separate, so that is already iddat. You can't say witr salat is before isha. So you can't say iddat is before talaq. So iddat will always be the consequence and the result of the talaq, whether verbally or in writing. So your iddat will only start after the talaq has been issued.
Ustad, I would like to remain anonymous, Ustad. My brother-in-law works as a civil engineer. He travels around the world. However, my sister is left all alone. During this time, she started having an affair and fell pregnant. She has confided in me only, Mufti Saab. What do I do? Do we keep it quiet, or does the husband deserve to know? Ustad.
You must remember this. If she keeps it quiet, she must realize she committed adultery, and it's a major sin punishable by death in Islam. So that's a major, major crime. There's no doubt about that. Now, if she keeps it quiet and the husband thinks and believes it's his child, so remember, al-waladu lil-firash. So the hadith tells us the child will belong to him, meaning that he will now, the child will have the father's surname. So although you know, the wife, that he is not the one responsible for impregnating you, but Islam, to save your izzat and honor, to save his izzat and honor, says that no, if he accepts it, he doesn't know so it's fine. So then the child will have the father's name and surname, that's fine. Second one, he comes to know somehow, and you confess and you agree that yes, this child is not your child, meaning your husband's child. So he makes nafyul walad. Nafyul walad means he negates the child and say he's not mine, and then he divorces you. So you must remember then that child is waladu zina, a haram child, a bi, and then his lineage or her lineage, whatever the baby is, will go to you, the mother, and not to the father. So you must, the biological father. Third one, you must remember, if that happens, then you must go into iddat, if there's talaq, and after the iddat, then best thing for you, you get married to that person who impregnated you, and that is what Quran Kareem states, azaniyatu azani la yankihua, azaniyatu la yankihua illa zanin. Remember, the zaniya should get married to the zani, the adulteress should get married to the adulteress, or fornicator to fornicatress. So anyway, so all this are serious, serious issues. You must realize the circumstances are very, very grave, and the consequences are worse, that the child will be illegitimate, and you have death penalty. So all these are different. So my advice to you, I don't know which scenario will play out, but you must make sincere, sincere tawbah. You made a mistake and whatever, and you need to tell your husband also, he's running around here and there alone, he's dangerous. You don't have to tell him what happened and all that. Then definitely he will divorce you. So if you cry to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving, and your husband may be accepted. We know of so many cases that the husband have accepted it, you understood, but deep down they know that that son, that daughter is not theirs, but for the sake of other children, they just carry on with life.
Allahu Akbar. Allah save us, Ustad. I see Dr. Sab is saying that, Mufti Sab, I am only a doctor, I don't have much knowledge, much ilm, but Mufti Sab, how come in today's time it's so easy, our girls and boys, they commonly open zina, it's so easy. And in our time, Mufti Sab, it was difficult. Our time, our forefathers would beat us up. This is Dr. Sab, do you understand?
Yes, Dr. Sab, the difference is in your time, the parents had khuda ka khauf. They had the fear and the love for Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second, their earning was 100% halal. Third, they would eat halal and so forth. Today's ummah, day and night, they busy with the TV, they busy with the cell phone. Half the time, majority of the time, the income is haram. The input and output, doctor, you tell your patients input and output. So when the input is khabith, then the khabith will come out. Quran is telling us this. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses the Anbiya and the messengers. Kulu min at-tayyibati wa amalu saliha. O you Anbiya and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, you consume that which is pure and wholesome. So remember this business of going to eat here, and this restaurant, and then they just put one halal certificate, money, another money-making gimmick. So you must remember, input, output must happen. So when we eat halal and tayyiba, then the righteous deeds will come. Surah 23 and verse 51. Chapter 23, verse 51. Kulu min at-tayyibat. Eat that which is pure and wholesome, and then the righteous deeds and actions will emanate. So the converse will apply. Eat the khabis, eat the haram, eat the mashkuk, eat that which is haram, unlawful, eat that which is impure and doubtful, and so then the vices will flow. So that's what we are seeing. There are three contributing factors to all this today in the whole Muslim world and other play parts of the world. Number one is our eating today, we got a no-care attitude. Just eat. And that is why I'm dead against these so-called halal organizations. And I speak against them. Their halal logos are not worth the paper on which they are written. Remember, they have caused so much harm to the ummah. Second is this, that you must have halal and tayyiba, and your income must be halal. Today the ummah don't care from where they make money. So the money is sweeter than the honey. So as long as you can make money, you say, go, everybody's doing, so what is there? And third one, the TV and the parents. Parents are busy with the TV. When we look at my mother, father, grandparents, they were on the musalla, they were reading Quran, they were crying, making dua. Today some stupid cricket match, they lose, they crying. The shaitans are playing and you crying. Did you ever cry for Palestine?
Allahu
Did you
Allah.
Cry for the Usara and the Yatama of Yemen? Did you cry for Syria? Did we cry that the Indian army is raping our women? So where's our iman? Where's our haya? Where's our shame? So all that we lost because we involved in the satanic industry, and then you get the crooked Maulvi organization telling you his TV program is permissible. Allah's curse is on these people. So you must remember these type of things. This TV, the cell phones, this movies, and this eating out culture has destroyed the ummah to pieces.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar. 11 minutes to 12, you are tuning in, listening to the Bliss of Marriage. I see the Lusaka Zambians listeners, they want the podcast, Brother Tobela. Brother Tobela, the podcast, please send it out to my beloved Dr. Sab as well in White River. Mufti Sab, can you give the Quranic du'as for someone who has not conceived for 8 years, Ustad?
MashaAllah, first thing, you are married 8 years, you tried everything conventionally, husband, wife, conjugal rights, nothing happening, the sparks are flying, but nothing really happening. So first thing you must do, husband, wife, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Yes. That's your starting point. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. We are Muslim. Muslim means when things goes in our favor, alhamdulillah. When things go against us, every day we have challenges in life. There are problems. So say, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. That Allah, we still praise you. We are your servants, ya Allah. You are Arhamur Rahimeen. You are most merciful one to show mercy. So always have that conviction. Now let's give you the du'as. A Nabi married so long. Who? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's begging, crying, beseeching Allah. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Allah, grant me pious offspring. Subhanallah, Allah Jalla Wala blesses him first, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. His honorable mother, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. Thereafter, Sayyida Sarah is a little bit sad. How come I got left out? She's crying, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is crying. Allah blesses her with her other son, and of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. See how he thanks Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi wahaba li al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. Surah 14, verse 39. Ya Allah, I praise you. You gave me the gift in my old age. First Ismail alayhi salam and then Ishaq alayhi salam. Inna rabbi lasami'u du'a. Verily, my Allah, he listens to the du'a. Subhanallah. This is Quran. Understand this. Surah 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Second incident. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. You, 8 years you married. Learn how to speak to Allah. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam is getting old, old, like the Kala told me, 70 years old, and now she's lonely, so we told her what to do. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam has a greater message and mission, not my message and your message. So he cries to Allah, open Surah 19, Surah Maryam, the beginning. See how he makes dua. Anni wahan al azmu. Ya Allah, my bones have gone weak and brittle. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My hair is gone greyish and whitish, Ya Allah. Now I'm asking you, give me that son. Don't give me the son for my name to carry on. Nay, my mission must carry on. My nubuwat meaning that the message, subhanallah, Surah 21, verse 89. Surah 21, verse 89, in the 17th Jews. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Ya Allah, do not leave me alone. You are the best one to grant heirs, Ya Allah. So imagine Allah in his old age, his wife also old. وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا. So Allah Ta'ala made it such, in both old age, Allah blessed them, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. So there are two Anbiya. So Surah 21 verse 89, Surah 37 verse 100, Surah 3 verse 38, again Zakariya alayhi salam's dua, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba, innaka sami'ud dua. And nowadays, if you're in South Africa, my brother, sister, so easy that you wake up half an hour, 40 minutes before Sehri time ends, read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, tahajjud, cry to Allah, and read istighfar. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. The pious people make istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, suhoor time. What Allah says, yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin. Allah will bless you with wealth. Allah will bless you with children. So subhanallah, you wanted answers from Quran, we gave you all that. I hope you made notes of it. Otherwise, my brother Tobela will put it on the podcast. Inshallah. 1-2 hours time, you'll have it. Go to our website, www.markazsahaba.com, or to my website, www.muftiakhusain.net, and you will find it there in your leisure time. You can memorize it for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Wala.
Ustad, I am married for 6 months over the phone. My husband is in overseas. He is coming in 2 weeks. My uncle and his son was there for my nikah. Is my nikah valid? He speaks to me on the phone every day on video call.
You must remember this whole story of performing nikah over the phone. If it is over the phone, the boy in one country, girl in other country, and it is not permissible. If you want to do and perform a nikah like this, then what you must do, the boy's party, where the girl is, lady is, so he must appoint a wakil, a representative on his behalf. So where they, by the girl's party, she is in India, Pakistan, the boy in South Africa, so you appoint somebody, ABC, as your representative, and then he'll act on your behalf, the nikah is valid. Alternatively, she appoints somebody, a male, for example, a cousin or somebody, your uncle or whoever, that he will act as her representative, like how when we perform the nikah in the masjid. So you don't find the lady there, she has her representative, and he speaks on her behalf, so then the nikah will be valid. Why Islam will say, I just get married from there, I'm here, and you in New Zealand and Hong Kong and Amanskral, and we do it over the phone. Today you can impersonate so many people, that meaning I can make my voice like this person, that person, she can be doing this, she can be. So today, you know, there's so much scope for all these haram things. So therefore, Islam says no. Straightforward phone call, and you say your nikah is valid. No, it's not valid. You must make the wakil. Make somebody a wakil, either by the boy's place or either by the girl's place. And you have 2 witnesses and everything, and the girl's father must give permission.
Ustad, I would like to remain anonymous. This is a sister, a concerned sister in Islam. Mufti Sahab, please assist us. What do? We are a very small community. There is a guy who is 33 years old. He is a Shia. And Mufti Sahab, he's sending messages all over. He's corrupting our small community. Can we as a community go there and hit the hiding out of him and kick him out of the community? What do we do, Mufti Sahab? Gee.
All of you must be united and expose him that this is a Shia, he's a non-Muslim. They swear, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu majma'in. And they believe in muta. Khomeini, la'anahullah, said, you can do muta, prostitution, for 1 hour. I have the book they gave me, Tawdihul Masail. They are be shiram, be haya. So much they hate Sayyidina Umar, the murderer of Sayyidina Umar. I saw with my own eyes in a place called Kashan. They put up a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, and his name is Fairuz Abu Lu'lu. They say, Baba Shuja'uddin, you did something very good. You're a brave person. So you all must be united, and you must expose him. No salam, no kalam, you boycott him. So you must make life difficult for him, so he must pick up from there. No one must speak with him. Don't allow him in your masjid, don't allow him in your madrasa, nowhere. So in that way, their social boycott, you excommunicate him. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. We love for Allah's sake, and we hate for Allah's sake. And make this very clear. Shias are not Muslim. They're out of the fold of Islam. We don't have to apologize to anybody. That's why we kept the name Allah Ta'ala's mercy and grace, Markaz Sahaba, to uphold and the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because the Shias are penetrating, entering our homes in devious ways. And remember, the youth and many people who are apologetic, they are getting carried away by the shayateen.
Ustad, a consensus sister says, Barakallah. So she wants to know that we should not tell our men folk to go and hit him, Ustad. No.
You're going to hit him, it'll go on the TV, it'll go in the news, Muslims hit Muslim. According to them, they will say, then there'll be court case, they'll charge you for violence and all that. So no, we don't say you must break the law. We say use our Islamic factor laws, and that is social boycott. So we don't, it's got nothing to do with them. So you must remember.
1 minute to 12, Ustad Houghton waiting for you and I, inshallah, this coming Friday. Of course, you will be there for Jumu'ah. Saturday, inshallah, the Hajj seminar. Ji, Ustad.
Inshallah, let's go through our programs first for today. Inshallah, just now, 12 o'clock, will be the news by Brother Alpha Senkosi. And thereafter, all his roundup, current affairs roundup, 12 to 1. 1 o'clock, Zohar Azan. And thereafter, inshallah, our tafsir on Surah Ma'arij. And we're concluding and completing the Surah, inshallah. Thereafter, Hapaz 1 to 2 was Surah Ibrahim, and inshallah, there also I think we're coming close to the ending of the Surah. 2 to 4 after the news, Sheikh Zakaria, inshallah. And then 4 o'clock, the Asr Adhan, and that will be then we go to Durban from after Asr to Maghrib with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Thereafter, the Masnoon Surahs, and then 6 to Hapaz 6, Maulana Yunus Patel with the advisors. Hapaz 6 to 7, the repeat of my tafsir program of Surah Ma'arij. 7 to 8, inshallah, our brother Al-Amin Templeton Business Matters. 8 to 9, very important, Medical File with Dr. Yusuf Wahid, and his special guest tonight will be between 8 and 9, the specialist gynecologist, Dr. Arif Basa. And then after 9 to 11, inshallah, will be the repeat of the Q&A of Monday night, inshallah. Gee, for us this week, Friday, we will be inshallah al-Aziz day in Houghton, and that will be for the Jummah. And then Saturday, inshallah, 2 to 4, and inshallah, Sirius FM, Radio Ansar, and Salam Media, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jummah carried out, Mauna Arafat will be there, I'll be there. My Hajj books will be there, hard copies. We will give it out free of charge to you, inshallah, for those Hajis who are going this year for Hajj, inshallah. So read all of us, and we conclude today's program. Wa arina manasikana wa tubalina innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Oh Allah, make us your guest, make us the guest of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feek, Mauna Arafat. Thank Ameen. You very much to Bella Ameen. And our Sirius FM listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad, we say jazakumullahu khairan to you as well and to all the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.